Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'll be back with Benty on Drive at 4 o'clock next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And you get the idea. Now, today is, of course, Saturday, and TalkSport has you covered on game day.
Well, listen, you can never call anything in the Premier League at the moment. Phil Foden.
He's been outstanding. He's in for the hat-trick.
Played in by Haaland. He's up against the goalkeeper and he slips it in brilliantly.
The gap to Liverpool will be 2 points.
Jack Harrison brings Everton level 9 minutes into the second half.
To Madison to Richarlison. Tries to shoot brilliantly into the top corner. It's a fantastic effort.
Here's Jao Pedro. Finding Welbeck, little backheel for Pedro. Magnificent goal from Brighton of Albion.
We'll be bringing you commentary of the early kickoff on TalkSport as Man City host Everton. Then on TalkSport 2, we bring you Spurs against Brighton. That one's at 3 p.m. Now, we'll bring you more on that later, but first to blue cards. And it was announced that IFAB were thinking of trialling a card to sin bin players guilty of minor offences for 10 minutes. How ridiculous. Ange Postecoglou was left rueing the introduction of the new Uno card.
There's a remedy for that already. Just show a yellow card or send someone off. It's there. It's in the rules. Like, how much you tolerate is really up to you. Adding another one, what's that going to do? Is that going to mean, is it degree of dissent or is it any dissent? Or is it kind of the magnitude of the dissent? Is it what you say? Is it what you do? So the remedy's already there. Now, if it's not being enforced to a level that people are satisfied, well, do that. That's the change you need to make. I don't know why. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about it because I just, like I said, I'm in a different space in terms of where I think football's at. But one team being down to 10 men for 10 minutes, you know what it's going to do to our game? It's going to destroy it, mate.
TalkSport Daily.
Even Jurgen Klopp reacted in his pre-match press conference.
We should make it as and keep it as simple as somehow possible for the referees as well. Well, it's a difficult job, we all know that. Often quite emotional when we speak about it. And I think introduction of a new card would just give more opportunities to fail as well, because the discussion would be, it was a blue card, should have been a yellow card, now he's 10 minutes off. In the good old times, it would have been a red card or would have been only a yellow, whatever, these kind of things. Just makes it more complicated. Doesn't sound like a fantastic idea in the first moment, but actually I can't remember when the last fantastic idea came from these guys. If they ever had one. IFAB. No, I'm 56. Never.
TalkSport Daily.
Now back to real football. And Lewis Dunk and Jack Hinshelwood spoke to TalkSport ahead of the Brighton clash with Spurs and what the South Coast side can achieve this season.
Let's talk about this game against Spurs. Did a bit of a job on them in the home game. Are you confident you can go out there and repeat that?
Yeah, obviously our game plan worked very well at our place against them and I thought we were excellent that day. But obviously, yeah, it wasn't that long ago and they're probably eager to give one back to us at their place. So I'm sure they'll be up for it more than ever against us because no one likes losing a heavy defeat like that against another team and being able for them to try and make it right this time so soon after, then we've got to be extra ready. So yeah, obviously we'll have a game plan this time and hopefully we can and pull it off and go there and take the 3 points home.
What's the aims for the second half of the season? Because obviously you've got the FA Cup, you're in the last 16 there, same with the Europa League, you've got European football possibly in the Premier League. But what is the priority?
All of them. Yeah, all of them. Every competition we're still in. I think if you ask the gaffer, he would say that answer. So his target is to do as best as we can in every competition, obviously. It's been harder this year with a lot of injuries we've had, but that's an easy excuse to make, and I still think so far this season we've given cheap points away in the league, especially where we could be in a better position sitting there right now, but that's football for you. You can't always win games just because you're the better team on the day, so you have to finish games off. But yeah, we want to finish the second half stronger than the first half, and I feel like we're in a good place. We're getting boys back from injury, and yeah, the team, the group and the team sit in a nice place right now.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the scenes after Arsenal's 3-1 win over Liverpool last weekend led Jamie Carragher to accuse the Gooners of over-celebrating. Arsenal fan Piers Morgan joined the breakfast show and told Jamie to, well, sort of shut up.
What have we got left? Well, we've got winning a match against a team that are top of the league and are playing brilliantly, and we dismantle them at the Emirates in front of an absolutely buzzing crowd. And what are the crimes that are committed? Arteta runs down the touchline jubilantly, just like Mourinho did against Ferguson, just like Klopp has done a million times, just like every damn manager in the history of football has done when his team roll over the team at the top of the league and play that well. And then what happens? Our captain, Odegaard, takes a picture, has the audacity to take a picture of Stuart McFarlane, the club photographer, an absolute club legend since the Amazon documentary. He takes a picture of him with the fans, and this apparently is the most heinous crime in world football history. Jamie Carragher, shut up.
TalkSport Daily.
And after claims online that European football has suffered from doping in recent eras, Martin Keown spoke to White Jordan about his opinion on the claims.
It wasn't something that I was actively aware of. I think occasionally you played against opponents in Europe, maybe Champions League, and you thought, wow, I can't believe the distance that they're covering. I can't believe how quick some of the players are. I'd be hurt if I was to look back now and find the evidence that other people were cheating, because you know we were taking zinc, iron, and minerals and eating well. And if other people were cheating and conquering us because of it, then you'd feel completely cheated.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, light heavyweight fighter Ben Whittaker turned heads recently with his win over Khalid Grider as he danced around and showboated his way to a KO. That performance drew criticism over his antics, but he joined White Jordan to defend himself.
Like I said in a couple of my other interviews, maybe I've had a bit too many smarties in the changing room and I get a bit carried away, but this game's all about showmanship, you know. I could have easily got the job done pretty simple, but taking that risk, it gets the fans out the chair, makes them want to pay, and at the end of the day, they're paying their hard-earned money, so that's what it's about.
Who inspired you?
Truthfully, a Cuban called Mario Kindelin. He beat Amir Khan in the Olympic final. Great boxer. He does the art, if I'm honest, hit and not get hit. And then when you look down the line, people like the Emmanuel Augustus, Floyd Mayweather, Tommy Hearns, all of those type of boxers who I look up to. You know, these keyboard warriors, it's always online. But at the end of the day, that's what I love about boxing. That's what I love about sport. Everybody's got their own opinion. If they love it, they hate it, they'll tune in. But the one thing I'll always touch on, the disrespectful claims. I'm definitely not disrespectful. You never see me effing and blinding. You never see me belittle the opponent. You never see me talk about his looks and things like other boxers have done. If anything, after, I'll make sure I lift up his hand, make sure the crowd clap for him.
TalkSport Daily.
And on my Drive Time show, we were lucky to be joined by standout AFCON talent, Nigeria's Ademola Lookman, head of the Super Eagles final with the Ivory Coast.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive experience. I think, obviously, we play them in the group stages and the atmosphere was amazing as well. So, but, you know, obviously, it's the final that we're going to come up against with them. So I'm sure, yeah, the atmosphere will be electric. But we're all looking forward to it. I think every game is different. I think, yeah, we played them and we played against them in the group stages. But, you know, we played them on Sunday in the final. So, you know, circumstances are definitely different this time around. But we're going to be ready. We're going to be mentally and physically ready for the battle. This is a big occasion for both of us as countries, as nations. But, yeah, we're excited.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
The Six Nations today at Twickenham. Loads of sport this weekend. With England 2 points ahead and at home, they are, of course, favourites. But Dean Saunders had a passionate message for the Welsh team ahead of the game. Cue the music.
So here we go. England versus Wales at Twickenham. It's a big game for England, but not as big as it is for us. We all know what the English think of us, but they don't know us. We've got cheap. We've got free prescriptions. We've got 20 mile an hour speed limits everywhere. We know what they tried to do to us. They took our slate. They took our coal. They took our language. Whatever you do, don't let them take the points today. We all wish we could be out there. So pick an Englishman before you kick off, look him in the eye across the halfway line and think there's no way you are getting the better of me today, because it's 2.5 hours back to Cardiff on that bus. It can be the best journey of your life or it can be the worst. So give everything you've got and whatever happens, win or lose, you come back proud. But just to clarify the situation, my dad's from Salford, so he wasn't involved in any of that rubbish that they tried to do with us. So good luck, boys. Bring the points home.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.